This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 16th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Against the backdrop of European debt crises, a failed stimulus effort, a sluggish economy, and a fiscal commission recommending deep cuts, President Obama's budget leaves much to be desired by the fiscal conservative. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
President Obama's new budget is basically a do-nothing budget. The thing that's remarkable is, despite a $1.6 trillion record-high deficit, huge public concern about exploding debt, President Obama's own fiscal commission last fall saying that we needed to dramatically cut the debt. Despite the debt crises in Europe, all of this, President's budget this year looks virtually exactly the same as his big spending budget last year. He has not moved to cut spending at all. He has given a big middle finger to the Tea Partiers and the fiscal conservatives and independent voters out there who wanted some restraint. He hasn't given them anything.
Republicans were understandably disappointed, but I also get the feeling that this is in some sense a game of chicken. That is, it doesn't seem like Republicans are very likely, given what President Obama's come out with, to propose cuts in entitlements that will be substantive budget cuts either.
Well, one of the theories is that Obama produced a do-nothing budget simply because he wants Republicans in the House to come out with their big spending cuts and entitlement reforms, which I think House Budget Chief Paul Ryan will introduce in another couple months. And then the Democrats and President Obama will immediately start savagely attacking the Republicans for their unfair and, you know, unethical and immoral cuts, the type of rhetoric we always hear. That's possible, but, you know, regardless, Republicans need to plow ahead and push the agenda. If President Obama's not going to take responsibility for the massive fiscal crisis our nation's in, then the Republicans have to do it, and I really hope they do. President Obama's new budget for 2012, discretionary spending, which divides between defense and non-defense, is about $1.3 trillion. The so-called mandatory or entitlement spending is much bigger at $2.1 trillion. So it is these entitlement programs that are growing, you know, 6, 7, 8% a year, year after year, that are really blowing a giant hole in the budget. However, you know, we need cuts across the board. We need to cut these entitlement programs. We need to cut defense. And we need to cut the domestic programs to make up for our giant federal deficit.
What should be galling to anybody who might be tempted to believe that President Obama is engaging in some real cuts here is just the simple fact that the deficit actually is larger in this budget.
Well, the deficit this year is a record of $1.6 trillion, up from $1.3 trillion last year. It is massive when you consider that the government will spend $3.8 trillion this year. It will tax $2.2. That leaves the deficit of about 1.6. So the government is essentially borrowing, I think, about 40% of every dollar it spends, which is remarkable and, of course, completely unsustainable. But, you know, again, President Obama made absolutely no movement or change or reform in this budget. His budget last year had federal debt rising to 77% of GDP by 2020. His budget this year has debt rising to 77% of GDP by 2020. He has made no reforms in this budget.
President Obama comes out with his proposed budget. Now Republicans in the House are going to begin work on theirs. What is next?
Well, the sequence of events here is that President Obama has introduced his budget here in February. Meanwhile, Republicans in the House are trying to cut current year fiscal 11 spending by $60 billion. This was the promise they made during the election. So that is spending that will be cut before the end of this fiscal year in September. Then the current continuing resolution that is temporarily funding the government runs out in March, and that's when there will be a big battle between Republicans and Democrats as to what to do to extend spending, to cut spending. And then in April or May, the federal government reaches its statutory debt limit. That will again be a big budget battle between Republicans and Democrats, which is good. We want budget battles because we want Republicans to battle for spending cuts. Then another month after that, the Republicans are going to be putting together their budget for next year, for 2012. And of course, the Senate is run by Democrats these days, so there's going to be big disagreements, of course, on how much to spend in 2012.
There is some discussion of perhaps some sort of bargain to be struck here. What's the possibility with this debt vote, which could be has very high stakes attached to this vote to raise the debt limit or not? Is there a possibility of getting some sort of grand bargain there?
Yeah, historically, it's been the party that controls the White House that has really wanted to move this debt vote quickly through Congress and raise the debt limit. This year, Republicans have a lot of leverage because Obama and the Senate, of course, run by are Democrats. They'll want to get this debt vote passed. So Republicans need to extract some sort of compromise or bargain from the White House. And I think what they should do is they should tie some sort of permanent overall cap or limit to federal spending onto this debt vote. Republicans should say, we're not going to vote to increase the debt unless we put some sort of overall clamp on the budget that controls spending at some low rate to get that deficit down to zero over 10 years or so.
Now, you're talking about a House rule, a Senate rule that would require a large majority in order to spend over a certain level?
No, I'm talking about a statute, a law. I think Congress should pass and the president should sign a law that says total federal spending or outlays cannot rise more than, say, 3% a year permanently. And if spending does rise more than that at the end of the year, the official scorekeepers will require the president to cut spending across the board to every federal department. So if you clamp spending at 3%, it actually makes a big difference over time. President Obama's new budget has spending rising about 5% a year every year the next 10 years. If you simply reduce spending growth to 3%, you will have a balanced budget in 10 years. So a seemingly simple-sounding clamp or limit on the growth in the budget can make a big difference over time.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.